إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. This is going to be the explanation, the continuation of the explanation of the book Al-Aqidatu Al-Hamawiyya of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah Rahmatan Wasi'ah. Qawluhu Rahimahullah, the Shaykh continues saying فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ هؤلاء المبتدعة الذين يفضلون طريقة الخلف على طريقة السلف إنما أتوا من حيث ظنوا أن طريقة السلف هي مجرد الإيمان بألفاظ القرآن والحديث من غير فقه بذلك. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah continues to talk about the comment of the mukhalifun, those who are not Ahlul Sunnah. He said, فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ. He said, these people of bid'ah. Inshallah, we'll come back to this phrase. هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ. These people of bid'ah. الَّذِينَ يُفَضِّلُونَ طَرِيقَةَ الْخَلَفِ عَلَى طَرِيقَةِ السَّلَفِ. Those who give precedence to the way of the later people, the later scholars, over the way of the Salaf. He said, إِنَّمَا أَتَوُ مِنْ حَيْثُ ظَنُّوا أَنَّ طَرِيقَةَ السَّلَفِ هِيَ مُجَرَّدُ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَلْفَاظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحَدِيثِ. He said, they came to this conclusion because of their thinking that the way of the Salaf, هِيَ مُجَرَّدُ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَلْفَاظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحَدِيثِ. It is just believing in the wordings of the Quran and Hadith. Just believing in the wordings of the Quran and Hadith. So he said, this Mubtadi'ah, they are people, he said, الَّذِينَ يُفَضِّلُونَ طَرِيقَةَ الْخَلَفِ عَلَى طَرِيقَةِ السَّلَفِ. Those who prefer, who give precedence to the way of the later scholars, the way of the later people, over the way of the Salaf. Those who consider those who came thereafter as more knowledgeable, and that their knowledge is more encompassing than the knowledge of the Salaf. He said, إِنَّمَا أَتَوُ مِنْ حَيْثُ ظَنُّوا أَنَّ طَرِيقَةَ السَّلَفِ. They came into this conclusion because they think that the way of the Salaf, هِيَ مُجَرَّدُ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَلْفَاظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحَدِيثِ. It is just mere belief in the wordings of the Quran and Hadith. مِنْ غَيْرِ فِقْهٍ لِذَلِكِ. Without deep understanding of the Quran and Hadith. SubhanAllah. This is a very serious allegation against the Salaf and the knowledge of the Salaf, that the Salaf, the predecessors in the past, that they only had belief in the wordings of the Quran without deep understanding of the Quran. They only have belief in the ahadith of the Prophet without deep understanding of those ahadith. You see? One of the scholars said, what they meant is that they are actually saying the scholars are mufawwidah, that the Salaf, they are mufawwidah. Who are the mufawwidah? When we talk about the Asma'ullah wa Sifatih, the attributes of Allah, the names of Allah. In fact, when we say the Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholars have divided the people into three categories concerning the Sifat of Allah. In summary, three categories. The first one, the first category, they are the Mushabbiha. The second category, they are the Mu'awwila. And the third category, they are the Mufawwidha. Who are the Mushabbiha? The Mushabbiha, they are also called the Mujassima. They are the people who liken the attributes of Allah to the attributes of His creatures, who says they are not different. Allah has hand, the creatures have hand. There's no difference. Hand is hand. They are the Mushabbiha. Any of the sifat of Allah, yes, human beings also have those sifat. You know, they are the Mushabbiha. They say they are exactly like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can hear, he too can hear. Subhanallah, they are the Mushabbiha. Without differentiating between, you know, the level of the hearing of Allah compared to that of human beings. So, these are the Mushabbiha. They are also called the Mujassima. So when you talk about the sifat of Allah, talk about the first Ta'iba, they are the Mushabbiha. And the second group, they are the Mu'awwila. The Mu'awwila, they are those who do Ta'awwilu Sifat. Those who change the meaning of the attributes of Allah. They change the meaning of the attributes of Allah. Okay? The hand of Allah, they change it to Qudratullah. The power of Allah. These are the Mu'awwila. They do not believe. They also establish that Allah has, you know, names and attributes. And the attributes of Allah, they have meaning, and they have what? They have description. The attributes of Allah, they have meaning and they have description. But the description, of course, they say they don't know how it looks like. But when it comes to the meaning of those sifat, they change the meaning from its original meaning. The original meaning of Yadu is hand, but they change it to something else because they are running away from Ashbih. They don't want to become one of the Mushabbiha. Eventually, they fell into Ta'wil. So, these are the Mu'awwila. And the third category, they are the Mufawwidha. The Mufawwidha too, they believe that, yes, the attributes of Allah have meaning and they have description. So, but the meaning, they say they do not know the meaning. Nobody knows the meaning of all the attributes of Allah. No one knows the meaning of all the attributes of Allah. No one knows, of course, the description of the attributes of Allah. So, they do the tafwid of ma'ani sifat of Allah, the meaning of the attributes of Allah. So anywhere they come across as Sami'ul Alim, Allah, inna Allah has Sami'ul Alim, Allah is Sami'ul Alim. What does that mean? They say they don't know the meaning. Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi. Allah knows what he meant by As-Sami'ul Alim, As-Sami'ul Basir, Al-Azizul Hakim, Al-Fatahul Alim. All these attributes in the Quran, subhanallah. So they are saying that all the prophets of Allah do not know the attributes of Allah. How do they know the words of Allah when you don't know the meaning of the attributes of Allah? How do they know the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. How will they be able to give Allah, you know, the right servitude as He works? How will they be able to do so? When you don't know His attributes, you don't know His attributes. You say you don't know the meaning. You cannot describe Him. This is absolutely wrong. And those are the Mufawwidha. those are the Mufawwidah, the Ahlu At-Tafwid. Ibn al-Qayyim, Rahimahullah, in his As-Sawa'iful Mursala, he will give them a name, the Mufawwidah. He will call them Allah Adriya, from La Adri, La Adri. They are Jama'atu La Adri. I don't know. What's the meaning of Al-Aziz? La Adri. Al-Hakim? La Adri. Al-Rahim? La Adri. So he called them La Adriya. The society or the group of La Adri. Jama'atu La Adri. Ibn Qayyim Rahimahullah. He did a lot of reputation on the Mufawwidah, the Ahl al-Tafwid, for saying that no one knows the meaning. So don't give all the attributes of Allah any meaning. So the Prophet ﷺ, reading the Quran too, did not know the meaning of all this Al-Aziz al-Hakim, Ala kulli shayin qadir, Innahu alimun bi dhati sudur, all these. That means he does not know a lot of meaning of the Quran. Subhanallah. And the Prophet explains all this before he dies. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah says, we reveal the Quran unto you so that you can explain to the people what was revealed unto them. How will he explain what he does not know its meaning? How will he be able to explain that? So it is a deviation, complete deviation, from the path of the so-called Al-Mufawwidah, the Jama'atu La Adri, Allah Adriya. It is a complete deviation to say that we do tafweed of the ma'ani sifat of Allah, the meaning of the attributes of Allah. So people do confuse the Mufawwidah, their position, you know, with the position of the Salaf. As a result of that, they tend to say the Salaf, they do tafweed. And how did they become confused to this extent? Is because the Salaf also do tafweed of what? Tafweed of the description of those sifat. The description, not the meaning of the sifat. Now, the meaning, for example, of the sifat of Allah, Yadullahi. What is the meaning of Yadullah? The hand of Allah. The Salaf will say the hand of Allah. That is the literal meaning. No any other meaning for it. The hand of Allah, the hand of Allah. How does the hand look like? We don't know. That is what the Salaf will say, La Nadri. We don't know. So they would, yes, they would do the tafweed of the description of the sifat of Allah. They will leave it for Allah. Allah knows the description, and he never told anybody. Not even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So till he died, the Prophet never described the hand of Allah. That is how it looked like. So the Salaf will say, yes, La Adri, we don't know. The description of the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah, not the meaning now. It is the Mufawwidah who do the tafweed of both the meaning and the description. See the difference? So now people confuse the Salaf onto saying that they are also Mufawwidah. That the Salaf, they are Mufawwidah. The Ahl Sunnah, they are Mufawwidah. La! They are not Mufawwidah. Technically, when they say Ahl Tafweed or the Mufawwidah, they are referring to the La Adriya. Those who will say, I don't know, to the attribute, to the meaning of the attributes of Allah. So we have to get this difference, you know. We have some of the Salaf who made mistake, you know, especially some, like few among the Hanabila. Few among the Hanabila, like Abu Ya'la al-Hanbali. Abu Ya'la al-Hanbali, he fell into at-Tafwid. He fell into at-Tafwid. Also Ibn Qudama, some of the scholars said Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, a great scholar of the Hanbali school of thought. He also fell into, you know, some elements of at-Tafwid. So because of that, some of the general people will say that the Ahlu Sunnah, you know, they are also Mufawwidah, especially when they see the people like Ibn Qudama and the people like Abu Ya'la al-Hanbali, they say that no, the Ahl-Sunnah, they are Mufawwidah. But generally speaking, the Ahl-Sunnah are not Mufawwidah in its technical term. The Mufawwidah, they are those who do tafweed of the meaning of the sifat of Allah. While the Ahl-Sunnah, We say we know the meaning of the sifat of Allah. We know the meaning of Aziz. We know the meaning of Al-Hakim. We know the meaning of all these. The sifat there, we know the meaning. We know the meaning of A'ayunu, eyes. When Allah says, وَقَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, with our eyes watching you. How? We know Allah has eyes. We don't change that eye to something else. So the Ahlul Sunnah will say that we know the meaning of all this sifat of Allah. But do we know the description of the height of Allah? We do not know the description of the height of Allah. We don't know the description of the hands of Allah. Al-Istiwa, when Imam Malik was asked about Al-Istiwa, the one who came to ask happened to be someone, according to Imam Malik, Sahibu Hawa, a person of self-desire, an innovator, who wanted to test Imam Malik. He came, he said, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. Allah is upon his arsh, his power upon his arsh. Kayfa istawa? How is he his power? How is he upon his arsh? Is he standing? Is he sitting down? Is he, you know, lying down? How is he his power on his arsh? He was asking Imam Malik, what is he asking about? Is it meaning or description? Description. Kayfa istawa? How is he his power on it? Imam Malik kept quiet for a while. Rahimahullah. By the time he responded, he said, Al-Istiwa Ma'lum. The meaning of Istiwa is known. The meaning is Ma'lum, is known. Wal-Kayf Majhool. But the how of the Istiwa is not known. Wa-Su'alu Anhu Bid'ah. Asking about the how of this istiwa is bid'ah. Is bid'ah. He said, "Akhriju hadha ar-rajul." Take this man away from the masjid. Innahu sahibu hawa. Is a man of self-desire. Asking about the how of the istiwa. Is he standing on his arsh? Is he sitting on the arsh? Is he lying down? Is he resting his back? Is he? We don't know. But Allah says what? Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. Allah the Rahman is upon his arsh. We leave it like that. We leave it like that. So, the position of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say that the sifat of Allah, we know the meaning of all the sifat of Allah. And the meaning, they are the literal meaning in the language of the Arab. When we say we know the meaning, so we don't fall into another group, another sect of the Mu'awwila. Those are the people who change the meaning from its literal sense. The literal meaning of Ainu is high. Just leave it like that. Don't change it. Don't try to say, don't say high. Don't say, if you say high, you are saying Allah has high. And what do we say? Say mercy of Allah. Change the meaning. That is ta'wil sifat. That is ta'wil sifat. And that is the way of who? The Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiyyah. That is why they are called what? People of bid'ah. That is why they are called people of bid'ah. For doing what? The ta'wil of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be able to differentiate between these three concepts. We have to be able to differentiate. When it comes to the sifat of Allah, the scholars have divided the people into three sects. The first, the mushabbiha. They are those who liken Allah's attributes to the attributes of his creatures. They are also called Mujassima. They are those who say the hand of Allah and the hand of the people, they are not different. The hand of Allah and the height of Allah and the height of the people, they are not different. They are the Mujassima, the Mushabbiha. So when Ibn Taymiyyah authored this book, they lied against him that he is one of the Mushabbiha. And because of that reason, he was in prison. So Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, was never among the Mushabbiha. He did not have the ideology. So rather, he condemned and refuted the Mujassima, the Mushabbiha. So the Mushabbiha, this is the first group when it comes to the sifat of Allah. The second group, they are the Mu'awwila. They are those who change the meaning from the meaning of the attributes of Allah from its original meaning. They change it. They add with ta'wil. An example of this is what? The Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, and some other people like that. They change the meaning of the sifat of Allah from its original meaning. So they say they are Ahl al-Ta'wil, they are the Mu'awwila. And the third group, when it comes to the sifat of Allah, they are the Mufawwida. So these Mufawwida, what they do is that they say La Adri to the meaning of the sifat of Allah. They say they don't know the meaning. No one knows the meaning. Inna Allaha ya'lamu ma yurid. Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi bi dhalik. Allah knows what he meant by al-aziz. He knows what he meant by ayinu here. He knows what he meant by yadu. Nobody knows the meaning and no one should give it any meaning. So those are the mufawwida. So we should be able to differentiate between these three steps, these three concepts, so that when the scholars say that, oh, these people, they are Ahlul Ta'wil, we know what they are talking about. These people, they are Ahlul Tafwid, we know what they are talking about. These people, they are Mushabbiha, we know what they are talking about. It's not strange to us. It's not strange to us. Now, somebody who claims to be a teacher of Sunnah, for example, in the Southwest, a student of science of Hadith, who claims to understand science of Hadith perfectly well, he now says that the people of Bid'ah, you see, they are not referring to all our babas in our society, like the founders of big madaris in the Southwest, for example, that you cannot say they are people of Bid'ah. Huh? You cannot say they are people of Bid'ah. What Bid'ah did they fall into? Anything they did can be considered as a mistake, and that's all. So they are still considered Ahlul Sunnah. From the definition of the Ahlul Ta'wil, the Mu'awwila, the Mufawwida, the Mushabbiha, which one of these can we categorize all these people? Let me tell you what they do. Basically, in their tafsir, their tafsir, when they do tafsir, they change the meaning of the sifat of Allah. They change the meaning of the sifat of Allah. Listen to the tafsir of all of them. I do not know of any one of them who is dead or who is still alive among the owners of those big madrasas, well-known madrasas in the Southwest. Well-known madrasas in the Southwest. Listen to their tafsir. And here, listen to the tafsir of the sifat of Allah. How did they interpret it? You hear what they would say, وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, with our mercy. A'yun, they would change it to what? To mercy. Or rahma, they would change it to rahma. The hand of Allah, they would change it to qudratullah. This is the interpretation of this ayah, of this sifat, according to all these our babas, because they also took that ideology from their own teachers, who learned from Egypt, who learned from, you know, maybe Mauritania, from one university in Libya, from one university, especially from Misra. A lot of their teachers learned from Misra. A lot of them too learned from Misra. And what is the akidah of the people of Misra? It is Ash'ariyah. They are people of Ta'wil, they are Mu'awwila. Some of them Mufawwida, a lot of them, they are people of Ta'wil. They do Ta'wil of Sifat. At times they do Ta'wil of Sifat. They negate some attributes completely. Some of them are even Jahmiyyah in Misra there. And that is what is preponderant. When you say the Aqidah, that is preponderant in the whole of Misra. Their university, Jami'atul Azhar, the Azhar University. Huh? The Sharia department, the Greek department, check it very well. The Aqidah is what? Ash'ariyah. So if anybody graduates from there and is just doing Yanga with his certificate, who are your teachers there? They are people of Ash'ariyah. Yes. There are people with the Aqidah of Ash'ariyah. They don't have willis sifat. So that is what influenced a lot of these mudir and proprietors of madaris here in the southwest. The same thing in the north. This is what influenced them. And like I mentioned last 2 weeks, that the tafsir, the book of tafsir, is strict in various madaris. All these madaris, they use almost the same tafsir. Go to this madrasa. The student of Kanawiya, when they get to that level, the tafsir they use, what is it? Jalalaini. It's Jalalaini. Go to another madrasa, it's Jalalaini. Go to that madrasa, it's Jalalaini. Like, it's the same thing. And what is the aqidah of this Jalalaini? It is Ash'ariyah. In the same book, they do ta'awil istifad. So why will a student of knowledge, who claims to be student of hadith, who claim to be Ahl Sunnah, a teacher of Sunnah, here will say that no, it is ashaju to say that they are people of Bid'ah. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said what? فَإِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ He said these people of Bid'ah, referring to who? The Ash'ariyah, the Mufawwidah, the Mushabbiha. So it is a way of trying to change what is on ground by this teacher who claims to be teacher of Sunnah. A way of trying to change what is on ground, what is generally known. They are not people of Sunnah. You are not the one that will put them into the Sunnah. For them to be people of Sunnah, it's not just about their keeping beard. You may see them keeping beard. Huh? What I know some of them with, sincerely speaking, in the past, in fact, I know from afar that they are Ash'ariyah. You know, in the past, when I was in madrasa, their trousers do not go below the ankle. Their trousers do not go below the ankle. You know the way they sew this kaftan, that here it will have the same, here in the hand, they will do it in the trousers too. Eh? The tip of the trousers. So it will never go below the ankle. But they are not people of Sunnah. Because it is not just by those trousers. It is not just by keeping beard. It goes beyond that. It begins from what? From Aqidah. So the fact that Ja'far does not put on trousers that go below the ankle does not make him a Sunni. He's not a Sunni still. He's still a person of Bid'ah. He's still an innovator. Why? Because he does ta'awil istifad. Anyone who does ta'awil istifad and he takes it as his own ideology is a person of Bid'ah. It's not a Sunni. That is what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is referring to here. That فَإِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ is that these people of Bid'ah, الَّذِينَ يُفَضِّلُونَ طَرِيقَةَ الْخَلَفِ who prefer the way of the recent scholars. They prefer the way of the recent people who claim to be scholars because of their certificate, doctorate degree, professorship, EN clinical certificate in the UK, in Yale University somewhere. He has gone to meet one professor, he has become a professor in Islamic studies. Eh? You have believed the tariqat al-Khalaf. They prefer the way of these people. Allah tariqat al-Khalaf over the way of the past predecessors. What Ibn Taymiyyah has said is what we are experiencing today. You see people saying that no, leave the past, forget about what Imam Ahmad said. They will tell you what Imam Ahmad said is not applicable today. They will tell you what Yahya ibn Ma'in said is not applicable today. What Ibn Qayyim said, Ibn Taymiyyah said, leave all those things. So whose statement should we hold on to? He will mention one professor who is a lecturer currently in Al-Azhar University. Subhanallah. Why would I consider his own statement and give it precedence over the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah? Because he's a professor of what of Islamic studies? Because the professor in Yale University of Islamic Studies in the UK, in the US, our professor in Yale, I should come back home. Because the professor in Gilead State, Lagos State University, or University of Lagos State, or professor in Ibadan, professor in Lasun, that is why I have to revere him and place his statement over the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah. I told us now that a student in one of these universities here in Lagos said that his lecturer in Islamic department told them categorically that there are errors in the Quran. I mentioned that last week. He said there are errors in the Quran. Subhanallah. What an ignorant fellow. A grammatical error. What errors will he refer to? Structural error, grammatical error, in terms of context, is it contextual error? Is it, what error does he know? What does he know? Subhanallah. What is in his head for him to say that there is error or there are errors in the Quran? He's following the way of the likes of Taha Hussein. Taha Hussein, a mystery, an Egyptian scholar, an Orientalist, who also said there are errors in the Quran. Those people in Misra, you see professor who will say that Quran, all the stories of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, stories of Ismail, stories of all those stories, they are fictional stories. They never existed. Yes. And they wrote those things in their own books for their students to read and write exam about it. That is what they teach their students in class in Al-Azhar University. And that student now will become a professor and he will come to Nigeria and start working in the university. He will say there's zero in the Quran. Who taught him that? So that is what Dinia is saying. That these people of Bida, who prefer the way of the Khalaf, the way of these people, these current so-called scholars now, Allah tariqat the Salaf, over the way of the Salaf, saying that those Salaf, they just read text of the Quran, they do not know the in-depth meaning and the content of the Quran, the intent of the Sharia. They don't know the intent of the Sharia. I told us of one that came as well from Misra, to give talk here about what's that topic again? Something about Maqasidu Sharia. Maqasidu Sharia. What is Maqasidu Sharia? The intent of the Sharia. What does the Sharia want to achieve by saying you should pray? What does Sharia want to achieve by saying you should fast in the month of Ramadan? He said people need to focus on Maqasidu Sharia and leave all the statements of Imam Ahmad said, Ibn Taymiyyah said, that is too dogmatic. That when you look at the content of Sharia, you take everything so lightly that some things you say they are haram, they are not even haram. And somebody asked immediately, I was in the sitting, somebody asked immediately that, sir, okay, the nature of my work is I work in the print media. I print large printing of all these billboards that he do get contract of Jesus is Lord. You know, can he take such contract? Because of the Sharia. He answered yes. Wallahi. You can take it. He said because you don't mean that. That's not your own intention. Your intention is just to work. It's just your own service. It's what you have learned. Yes, you don't collect your own money. It is for them who believe Jesus is Lord. It is for them that it is not your own fault. Subhanallah. You see? And this is the person that is saying that you should leave the work of Ibn Taymiyyah ibn al-Qayyim. It is too dogmatic. That is, they don't understand Maqasid al-Sharia. You hear people shouting Maqasid al-Sharia here and there. You have to run away from them. They do not understand what is intended actually by Maqasid al-Sharia. Yes, they are the people you start hearing Yasir Qadhi too talking about Maqasid al-Sharia. Yes, the life of those people. You have to record it. And many of them like that from the West. Who do not, they are not ready to practice the deen. So they term the previous scholars, the later scholars, as ignorant of not knowing the intent of the Sharia. They are taking things too hard. Everything is haram, that's haram. If Allah did not declare haram, who are they, the scholars, to declare something haram? تعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. Why I wanted to bring that ayah, the coordinator, so that guy, that guy from Misra, so because I had to, you know, say no, this is wrong. Your interpretation of Maqasid is a Sharia. To answer this guy's question, to say that it's halal for him to collect that contract, that connection is wrong. So, but the organizer said, no, we don't want arguments, we don't want blah. And, you know, with anger, just left the place. But this is nonsense. So, we have a lot of them in the society. We have a lot of them in the name of the Constitutive Sharia. So, those are the people in Tamiya is referring to. By saying, فَإِنَّهَا أُولَٰئِ الْمُبْتَدِعَ It's all of them مُبْتَدِعَ So, these are people of innovation. They are innovators, people of self-desire. يُفَدِّلُونَ طَرِيقَةَ الْخَلَفِ They will prefer the statement of those professors. عَلَىٰ طَرِيقَةِ الْخَلَفِ Over the statement of Yahya ibn Ma'in, over the statement of Imam Ahmad, over the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, and the likes like that among the previous scholars. إِنَّمَا أَتَوُ They will say, إِنَّمَا أَتَوُ مِنْ حَيْثُ ظَنُّوا أَنَّ طَرِيقَةَ الْخَلَفِ هِيَ مُجَرَّدُ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَلْفَاظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحَدِيثِ They will claim that you see Ibn Taymiyyah, you see Ibn al-Qayyim, you see Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, you see this and that, all these scholars, they only hold on to the apparent meaning of the Quran. Just the apparent meaning, the deep meaning, they do not understand it. Subhanallah. I've listened to Yasir Qadhi saying rubbish statement against Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Wallahi. On an interview. Just because he just wanted to establish all this for Qasid al-Sharia. To say that he was too harsh on the people. He declared everybody kufar. How? Where did he do that? Said if Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab declared people kufar anyhow. From him, and when he was upon the normal aqidah, he would praise Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Ever since he went to that Yejali University somewhere, he said he got all these new keys. Is there? Oh, I want that. Oh, subhanAllah. He said he got this new skill of his. I don't want to say it. Okay. I don't want to say it's knowledge. Yeah? It's not knowledge. Because that's not knowledge. What is in his head now? It's not knowledge. So he called it skill now. He got those skills from where? From those universities. By the time he met all those, you know, orientalists, all those philosophers, all those theologians, he met them and they got him completely confused. So that is what he's preaching here and there now. He will never discuss the issue of Aqidah anymore. Anytime he talks about the issue of Aqidah, he wants to condemn Ibn Taymiyyah, he wants to condemn Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he wants to condemn the Salaf. Anytime he talks about Aqidah. Now, he doesn't talk about Aqidah. He has joined the gang of those who talk about morality. No? In their own definition, not in the definition of the religion itself. So, Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah said that these people, they are accusing the scholar of saying that their tariqah, their way is just mujarradul iman bi alfaz al-Qur'an wal-hadith min ghayri fiqhin li dhalik without the deep understanding of the content of the sharia. And that is why they will say, leave the way of the salaf and hold on to the way of the khalaf. فَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ The khalaf we know, they are not on the way of Allah and the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we're going to stop here. And in the next halqa, we'll continue the iznillah. Subhanaka Allahumma alhamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.